Proclamation number 7394 of 21st of August, 1959. Becoming free from the Lord of the World. Matter. All that is bound shall one day become free. First of all, the spiritual being bound in the creations, in the form, shall once finish this path through the works of creation in order to then be able to cover the path as a human being across earth in a certain degree of freedom, where he is in possession of free will and can also mostly act according to his will. And during this time he shall acquire complete freedom from the form, for as a human being he is still in a bound state from which he shall find his way into a state of light and strength and freedom and therefore unlimited bliss. The state before the embodiment as a human being is an extremely agonizing one, but the human being has no recollection of it and therefore no longer feels his earthly life so bound, since he enjoys a certain freedom, i.e., no longer lives under the law of compulsion. And yet his life as a human being is extremely unfree if he knew about his former state of perfection in which he truly lived freely. But he shall reach this state again, for it is incomparably blissful. It is a state which cannot be any different for a divine being. For perfection includes unconditional freedom and likewise also strength and light, which are likewise only to be possessed by the human being as such to a very limited extent. But freedom, light and strength belong to beatitude, to the claim to be an image of God which can create and work in all perfection. And earthly life was given to you humans for this purpose, so that you can come out of the bondage which keeps your ego imprisoned until you have reached a degree of perfection which makes you free. And you are bound by God's adversary who has deprived himself of all perfection and thus also wants to keep you all in the same condition as his followers. Therefore he will make it difficult for you to become free from him. He will try to transfer to you everything that keeps you bound to matter, which is his kingdom and stands in opposition to the kingdom of freedom. For matter is that which is firmly bound and still lacks all freedom. As long as God's adversary has an influence on you through matter, as long as he can nourish and increase the desire for matter in you, so long are you yourselves in the hardest bondage, so long are you enslaved to him who is an enemy of all freedom, all strength and all perfection. He keeps his followers in this hard bondage, and people voluntarily remain in bondage with him as long as they don't detach themselves from matter, which is their task on earth, that they free themselves from their bondage, that they strive for freedom, light and strength and earnestly request these from God, who alone can give them back the freedom they once voluntarily put at risk themselves. Only in freedom is there bliss, and as long as God's adversary still holds you in bondage you are blissless. But he keeps you bound as long as you desire what belongs to him, as long as you desire the possessions of this world, as long as matter can still entice you and is your master, as long as you have not yet overcome matter and do not desire spiritual goods instead. And how often is your earthly life an idle one? How much are you humans still connected with everything that belongs to the material world and how difficult are you able to detach yourselves from it? And yet it is your aim in life, it is the purpose of earthly life, it is the meaning of your earthly course, that you learn to overcome what still ties you down. And in this earthly life you possess freedom of will, so that you can certainly reach your aim, that you are able to overcome the world, for what you seriously want you also receive the strength to do, and thus you can also regain your freedom if you wholeheartedly pursue the aim of living on Earth in accordance with its purpose and to detach yourselves from that. Who is the Lord of the material world? For matter was and still is your prison from which it should not be too difficult for you to become free, because you will only find your bliss and freedom and because you will only be free when you detach yourselves from all matter which belongs to the one who imprisoned you eternities ago. Amen.